In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. After tomorrow, we will celebrate the Feast of the Cross. And tomorrow, it will be the Vesper of the Feast. In fact, the cross is our feast in every day, but in every moment of our life. We know that the cross is the core of Christianity. If we ask a Jewish person, can you accept the cross? What would be the answer? Never. Why? Because we are waiting the coming of the Messiah, Christ, who will be a king all over the world, and we will become the greatest nation in the whole world. We can't accept the Messiah who is crucified. If he is weak, can we accept a weak Son of God? It is for them impossible to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the crucified or the Savior of all mankind. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ said that unless the Holy Spirit works in the heart of men, it is impossible for them to say that Jesus Christ is the Lord. If we ask one of the philosophers at that time, like the Greek, and we say to them, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Lord? They would answer, how can we accept a person who is crucified and he is not a great teacher like Philo or like Plato or any one of the philosophers? It is impossible for us to accept the Lord to be crucified. The cross for the Jews and the Gentiles, in fact, it is something shameful and very weak and an obstacle and a kind of ignorance. Saint Paul said, but for us, what about the cross? It is the strength of God, the wisdom of God. And if we look to the history, we can recognize that God was preparing the whole world to accept the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. How? If we return to the Father of all nations, who is the Father of all nations? Abraham, who entered in a covenant with God himself. If we ask Abraham, what is the cross? Perhaps it was at that time hard to discover the reality of the cross, but he knew the cross through the shadow, and not clearly as we know the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, if there is a person here, he is married while he was 20 years old. And after 80 years, he had a child. And this child is the only son. If you go to this very old person and say to him, what about your age? He would say, 100 or 116. And how many children you have? He would say, oh, a lonely son. Can you offer your son as a burnt sacrifice to God? What would be the answer? Imagine there is an old, very old person, 110 or 116, like Abraham, and he saw a dream or revelation, and God said to him, can you sacrifice your lonely son as a burning sacrifice to me? What would be the answer? It is impossible. How after 80 years I have no son and you from my wife, and you granted me the son while I am almost about 100 years old and my wife about 90 years old. How can I sacrifice him by my hands and slay him by a knife? It is impossible. What happened? Abraham in the morning, he awoke very early, he took his son, he didn't enter an argument with his wife, and joyfully he said to his son, can you come with me? Why, Dad? We want to offer a sacrifice to God. He said, okay, it is my pleasure to serve God, to worship Him, to offer a sacrifice to Him. On his way, he said, Dad, we have the knife, we have the wood, we are ready, but we haven't the lamb. Who is the lamb? And he said to him, oh, don't worry, my son. Surely God will prepare a lamb for him. Why? It is the first time we are going to offer a sacrifice without having a lamb. And on the mountain of Moriah, he said to him, my son, God wants you to be a sacrifice. Imagine the son about 16 years old, the father about 116, who is more stronger, the son or the father? One 116, the other 16. How he accept by his mind that my father will sacrifice me and kill me by his own hands with a knife, It was too hard. But they felt that they were full of joy. Abraham didn't know why I am full of joy while I am sacrificing my lonely son. And the son was very obedient and said, Dad, you can do what you want as the Lord ordered you. And he accepted to be sacrificed. It is too hard, I think. What about the feelings of Abraham and Isaac while they were in the hills and they heard that the Lord Jesus Christ is crucified on the same mountain on which Isaac was sacrificed? Surely Abraham said, oh, I am very lucky that I represent God the Father and my son represents God the Son, and when he wanted to offer the sacrifice, it was a symbol of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely Abraham and Isaac in the hills were full of joy. It is very hard to express how they were very joyful that Jesus Christ was crucified and they were descendants of this event of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Abraham said to his son, oh, now I discovered Why you obey me without any argument? Any argument? You know, at the age of 16, any young person in 16, when his father do something, he will enter in lot of arguments with him. Even if it is something good, what about if he says to him, I will sacrifice you by killing you by the knife, by myself? And he didn't enter any discussion with him. They discovered the power and the strength of God. They discovered the wisdom of God. What we did, in fact, it was a shadow of the cross through which only the whole world can enjoy the salvation. Abraham loved God, and he was ready to sacrifice himself and to sacrifice his son. Nothing can prevent him from his love towards God. Now, if we want to celebrate the feast of the crucifixion, or want to celebrate the feast of the cross, we have to imitate Abraham. When we hear some people saying, I am crucified with the Lord so that he may be alive in me, not I am alive, but God is alive in me. We look to sharing the Lord his crucifixion. Oh, because I am sick, then I share my Lord his crucifixion. Because there are a lot of problems at my family, and I accept these problems, I share my Lord in his crucifixion. Because I pray a long prayers or make a lot of meanings and I am very tired, I accept to share the Lord his crucifixion. Is it sharing the crucifixion just to suffer? In fact, if we look to Abraham and Isaac, what about your suffering when you walk 3 days in the desert, and at last the old man started to kill his son until an angel appeared to him and he asked him not to kill his son. There is a lamb to offer this lamb as a sacrifice to God. He would say, I didn't feel I was suffering or I was in agony. I was full of joy, but I don't know why all my heart was full of joy. I felt as if I am very, very close to God, and it is not too much that I present my son as a sacrifice to God. Therefore, I believe if we want to celebrate the feast of the cross, it is not the way to be suffering, it is the way to be full of joy. To be full of joy. If we are full of joy and we rejoice unceasingly in this world, we share the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sign that you are Christian and you love the crucified one, not to accept disease or illness or any problem joyfully, but all your heart becomes as if it is in fact as an icon of heaven. We are in need to reveal to the world that we are crucified with the Lord as we are full of joy under all circumstances. If we look to Abraham and we say, what is the gift of God to you? He would say, oh, He granted me love. He granted me love to God Himself so that I offered my son on His behalf. He granted me love. I became a father of all the believers in the whole world. He, when he entered in a covenant with God, he said to him, I will change your name from Abram to Abraham because you are the father of many nations. Do you have the same characteristic? Do you feel that you are lover of all mankind? When you hear somebody persecuting Christianity, or persecuting the church, or persecuting you, what about your feeling? Do you feel that you love even the persecutors, those who are very tough and very violent against God Himself and against the church, and you say to the Lord, I want to see all mankind, even the non-believers, to be with me on the last day and to share me my glory and to inherit your glory on the last day. In fact, crucifixion is rejoicing in the Lord unceasingly, and there is love towards all mankind. There are two characteristics of those who love the crucified one: joy and love. And everyone is a reflection of the other. We cannot separate joy from love. As you are full of joy, you have also full of love. And as you want to love God and men, you will be always joyful, or you rejoice unceasingly because you are in His hand. If you ask Jacob, the son of Isaac, what is your experience in your life? Can you tell us the most important event in your life? What he would say? He would say, oh, I never forget what happened to me when my brother wanted to kill me, and my father and my mother was helpless, cannot do anything to me. I escaped from my brother, and none could help me. I was in my way to my uncle. I was in the desert. I was afraid of the wild animals and of darkness, and nothing and none was beside me. There is no person, and there is no place. Nothing can help me. I was alone in the desert. And when I look behind me, I see if my brother would come and kill me, I would say, where is my dad and my mom? They couldn't help me. Earth, everything is dark. The night is full of terrible. I am afraid of animals, the wild animals. And what happened? I put a stone under my head and I slept. While I was sleeping, I saw a vision, a ladder from heaven to my head. And the angels of God, they were ascending on the ladder. And I see my Lord stretching his hands, welcoming me. When he awake, said, oh, it is the place, in fact, it is the gate of heaven. I hope if I live here in this place for good until the last moment of my life. This night is the most brightful night in my life. I enjoyed the ladder. I enjoyed the love of God who sent the ladder to me and to open my inner eyes. I saw my Lord. He loves me. He is waiting for my coming or ascending to heaven. How is it? It is the cross of the Lord. The cross of the Lord changes what is very bad into what is very good. What was very terrible to be very comfortable. Change earth into heaven. The feeling of loneliness into a communion with the heavenly host. It is the first time that I saw not one or two or three angels. Lot of angels are ascending to heaven. And my heart was ascending with them to heaven. And I discovered God, in fact, was welcoming me. If my brother wanted to kill me, the angels loves me and help me. If my father, Isaac, and my mother, Rebecca, couldn't do anything to help me, God himself is ready and they want to help me, to lift me up from heaven, from earth to heaven. Then what is, in fact, separating the feast of the cross? To be like Jacob. I say I am not here in Ottawa, I am not in Canada, I am not in Egypt, I am not in the United States. Where you are, I am in the hands of God. I never depend or trust in human beings, I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. My heart is lifted up to heaven. I enjoy the heavenly life. I am in communion with the heavenly host. How blessed is my inner man. God created me not to be in this world full of anxiety, full of fear, many troubles, many problems, many bad events. No, God granted me to be here, but I am in fact in him. He dwells in my heart, I dwell in him. I am in communion with him, I am in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, crucifixion, not just I have a cross and said, oh, I love the cross, I kiss it, or I put the cross on the icon step or on the building of the church, and I am want to make many decorations concerning the cross. No, the cross in fact is to be lifted up to heaven, to enjoy the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to discover the work of the Holy Spirit within me, to discover the fatherhood of the Father. I am truly full of joy because of the work of the Holy Trinity. The separation of the cross is to enjoy the work of the Holy Trinity. I am the son of, or child of the Lord Jesus, the child of the Father. I am the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I am a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am satisfied in the Holy Trinity. I am not in need of anything or anyone, because you are everything to me. You are everything to me. Through Abraham and Isaac, we discover how to celebrate the feast, because God prepared them to discover the reality of the cross through the sacrifice of Isaac. So also Jacob was prepared to discover the reality of the cross while he was sleeping in very critical situation in the desert, and none could help him. And he expected from moment to moment that he would be killed by any animal, or his brother would come and kill him in the darkness of the light. And then darkness has been changed into brightness, and the earth was changed into heaven, and the loneliness changed to a communion with the heavenly host. I want also to give another example, Moses. If you ask Moses, what about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? He would say, okay. When I was speaking even with my brother Aaron, all the leaders of Israel, I used to put a veil on my face. When I was speaking with God, I take off the veil. You know the veil in the Bur'a. If we ask Moses, can you tell us something concerning your life here? I will tell you. When I was on my way to the desert, in the direction to the promised land, when I looked behind me, what I saw? I didn't see the king of Egypt. I saw Satan behind me, and I am victorious over Satan. When I passed the Red Sea, I found myself baptized with the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come and will be baptized to grant me adoption to the Father. When I was in the desert, and God was like a cloud to help or to protect me, I felt I am under the protection of the cross, and my Lord Jesus Christ defend me and protect me and save me. Moses, in fact, saw what would happen in the future when the Lord Jesus Christ would come and be crucified on our behalf. The people were looking physically to what happened in a very literal way. They were very upset from time to time. He was full of joy, although even his people were against him, and many times they want to stone him and to stone his brother. Once the Lord Jesus Christ, once God or the Lord said to Moses, oh, I want to abolish these people, to destroy this nation. I want to create a new nation from your offspring. I want from you a new nation. Because they, at that time, was murmuring, they disobeyed God, they didn't accept the commandments of God. What about the, what about Moses in this moment? He said, no. If you will not forgive them, abolish my name from your book. I prefer to die and not to be in heaven, as they will not be in heaven. What is that? I love them. Truly, I don't like their disobedience. But at the same time, I love their salvation. I hope every single of them to enjoy that their names would be written in your book. What Moses said, in fact, he shared the Lord Jesus Christ in advance in his crucifixion. The Lord Jesus Christ preferred to die, and all mankind who believe in him to be alive. He preferred to be buried in the grave or tomb, and all mankind enjoy the resurrection of the Lord. Do you have the same feeling like Moses? Moses was in the Old Testament before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shared him his crucifixion. What about me after his crucifixion, and I enjoyed the adoption to the Father, I was baptized, I received the communion, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I became a member of the church. Can I say I share my Lord his crucifixion? Sharing the Lord his crucifixion means you want every single person, even the non-believers, even the persecutors of the church, even those who are atheists and deny the existence of God, you want everyone to be in the Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy God. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to enjoy the cross of the Lord practically, as Abraham, Jacob, and Moses, and all the patriarchs and the prophets of the Old Testament. I will say in Arabic in summary what I have said. احتفلنا بعيد الصليب مش مجرد ان انا بحفظ شوية مجموعة ألحان ودي حاجة جميلة وأشارك في الكنيسة وأسهر وأقول دي ليلة العيد وعيد الصليب وأنا بعتز بالصليب وأحط الصليب على صدري أو في بيتي أو أرشم الصليب على جسدي، كل ده جميل، لكن ما يشغل قلب الله أولا؟ هل يا ترى أنا بشارك مسيحي صليبه؟ هل أقدر أقول مع معلمنا بولس الرسول مع المسيح صلبت فأحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا؟ هل أشارك رجال العهد القديم قبل مجيء المسيح في حبهم للصليب؟ فقبل إبراهيم أن يقدم ابنه الوحيد ذبيحة محرقة لله، بينما لم نسمع قط من قبل إن في إنسان قدم ابنه ذبيحة محرقة؟ من فين جاء الإحساس والفرح؟ لم يدخل في أي حوار مع سارة امرأته ولا مع ابنه الشاب، لكن في تسليم كامل وفرح حقيقي قدم ابنه، لأنه بعين الإيمان رأى المسيح المصلوب القائم من بين الأموات. هل نشارك يعقوب ابن إسحاق لما كان في عز مرارة موقفه وهارب من وجه أخيها عيسو، ومع هذا تحول الليل إلى ما هو أروع من النهار، وانفتحت أبواب السماء قدامه وقال ما أرهب هذا المكان إنه باب السماء؟ هل يا ترى في كل وقت كده أقول صليبك فتحي أبواب السماء؟ صليبك اداني شركة مع الملائكة، شريط صليبك السلم اللي بيرتفع عليه قلبي وفكري وأحاسيسي ومشاعري وعواطفي وكل طاقاتي لكي تتمتع يا ربي بالحياة السماوية. أحبائي، موسى أيضا في كل حياته وكل أحداثه كان يرى الصليب واضحا، لما وقف ضد عماليق علشان يقدر ينتصر على عماليق، كل اللي عمله انه بسط يديه على شكل صليب. مين يحارب يبسط يديه؟ ده اللي بيبسط يديه كده على شكل صليب معناها انسان مهزوم، رامي السلاح بيسلم نفسه للعدو. لكن موسى لما شاف المسيح اللي بسط ايديه لكي يحتضن كل الامم وكل الشعوب ويدخل بيهم الى الاحضان الابويه، انا ايضا اقول له هل ممكن تديني اني اعمل زي موسى؟ صدقوني لو قعدنا ندرس العهد القديم ما من إنسان إنسان الله وده حلاوة ربنا إلا الذين اختبروا ظلال ورموز الصليب. ربنا يفرح قلبكم ويديكم أيام مقدسة مفرحة لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن إلى الأبد آمين. تفضلوا صلي مع بعض. آمين. النور يازك سابت ريكي حبيب يسوع، ماذا يا رب نقدم ليك من أجل حبك لأنزلك إلى العالم بتاعنا، من أجل اشتياقك يا ربي، من أجل سرور الموضوع أمامك. احتملت الآلام مشتهيا بخزي الصليب وعاره من أجل خلاص نفوسنا. هب لنا يا ربي، مش هنقول مع بولس الرسول اللي اكتشف قوة الصليب وأعلن أن الصليب لنا نحن المخلصين قوة الله وحكمة الله، وإننا نشتهي أن نكون حتى مثل رجال العهد القديم، نقبل مع إبراهيم أن تكون لنا محبة أبوية لكل البشرية، ونقبل يا ربي مع يعقوب أن نتكئ عليك صخر الدهور فتفتح عيوننا عن سلم الصليب، نرتفع مع السمائيين ونعيش معهم هناك نسبحك بلا انقطاع، ويكون لنا نصيب مع موسى فنشتهي خلاص العالم كله، ولا يستريح قلبنا حتى يتمتع الكل يا ربي بخلاصك. فرح قلبنا بخلاص العالم كله. اذكر يا رب الذين يضايقوننا والذين يا رب يضطهدوننا. اذكر يا ربي ايضا الضيق الموجود في كل بلد سواء في مصر او خارج مصر. اعطي سلاما وبنيانا للكنيسة، اعطي فرحا وتهليما لكل انسان، اعطي يا ربي خبرة حقيقية في بهجة الصليب وقوته وامكانياته الجبارة. اذكر يا ربي خدمتك في كل العالم. اذكر يا ربي ان يكون الكل بالقلب الواحد والفكر الواحد والرأي الواحد. اعطنا حبا للجميع حتى للذين يكرهوننا، اعطنا ربي ان نحبهم ونشتهي خلاص نفوسهم، ونشتهي ان ننطلق معهم وبهم بروحك القدوس لكي يكون لنا نصيب معك الى الابد. بارك هذه الكنيسة والاباء الكهنة والخدام والخادمات والشعب، بارك الخدمة يا ربي في كل مكان، أعطي الكل سلاما وبنيانا وفرحا حقيقيا من أجل بركة أم النور الطاهرة مريم، بركة حبيبنا ماري مرقس وماري جرجس وماري مينا، بركة عيد الصليب المجيد، بركة قيامتك المقدسة. اسمح لنا في حبك أن نديك بشكر قائلين: يا بني الذي في السماوات، يتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض، خبزنا لسلاب أعطينا اليوم، كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة، لكن نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين. محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا إلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح، شركة وهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام. سلام الرب معكم. تيشا بونا. شاني رمكي. تيشا بونا. كل سنة طيبين.